This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. A beachhead is a beginning, but oftentimes we never leave the beach. Leroy tells why as we study Judges, chapters 1 through 5. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
When the children of Israel took possession of their respective areas in the Promised Land, it was a lot like establishing a beachhead. This was not the end, but the beginning. They were to move on from there and rid the land of idolatry, blasphemy, occult practices, and sin of every kind. The Lord had commanded them to drive out the people who were steeped in their foul and destructive practices. They had said, "The Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey." But they didn't. We are told Judah didn't drive them out. Neither did Manasseh, Zebulun, Asher, and so on. Why? Because basically they failed to move out from their beachhead. I recall the day our Marine outfit invaded an enemy-held island during World War II. It took a lot of work to establish that beachhead, but that was only the beginning. From there we had to move inland and capture the airfield, one of our major objectives. So here we find the people of God with a good deal of work done, yet they fail to follow through and finish the job. The reasons? It seems to me there are three. First, fear. The Canaanites had chariots of iron. So fear conquered faith. One bold stroke would have completed the task, but the Israelites were overcome by fear. Often this is true in our own lives as well, especially in our witnessing. But in our saner moments, we are not to be controlled by fear, but by the Holy Spirit of God, whose chariots, the Bible says, are many thousands of powerful angels. The second reason was slothfulness. Now, sloth can keep us from our morning prayers and Bible reading, from sitting down for an hour or so in the evening and tackling a good, deep Bible study. Third, there was no deep, abiding hatred of idolatry. And soon thousands were taken up in the practice of the people of the land. Again, you and I must be on our guard and keep ourselves from idols. It is so easy to make gods of the trinkets of this world. Possessions made of dacron and wool, baked on enamel and tinted glass. Things that may not be wrong in themselves, unless they begin to play a role of too much importance in our lives. The very same things that kept them out of the land of Canaan for 40 years now kept them from taking full possession of that which God had given them. Christian, don't be content to merely establish a spiritual beachhead. Review the list: fear, slothfulness, and idolatry. Which of these may be hindering your progress from the beachhead today? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. If you ever feel afraid, alone, or defeated, you're a candidate for God's Hall of Fame. Find out why tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.